today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. At this point, I want to share with you what you can do to move on with your life. And one of the first and the most important thing you have to do to move on with your life, to move on with your life from a broken relationship or a failed relationship, is to dump the guy that dumped you so you can move on. I'd like you to know this thing for sure. There is a future ahead of you. If you're a Christian, I want you to know this. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a light of the dawn. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. What it means is this. Your name may be Joseph, and you're now in prison. In fact, your brother sold you. You're now a slave. Madam now say you wanted to rape her, and now chase you, take you to the prison. Understand that your light is shining brighter and brighter. It may appear as if you're getting to the prison is that your case is now hopeless. That is not always true. What you're going to the prison may actually mean is this, that God is finally working out His will, working out His power, working out His grace, and getting you to a brighter future. That was the case of Joseph, because from the prison, he got to the palace. That is why I dare tell you today again, if your relationship failed, do not think something is wrong with you. Do not think your own has finished. Do not think you don't have a hope. Do not think that's the end of the day. I like you to move on with your life. I like you to move away, go above that failed relationship and reach out for the future that is ahead of you. The first thing you have to do is to make sure you dump the guy that dumped you and dump the relationship so you can move on. Many girls get stagnated by their past. What I mean by that is this. They fall in love with a guy. The guy now says it's over between them. And she now feels that, oh God, how would this happen? They now start mourning it, start carrying their face like if something very bad happened to them. Now, I understand that you love the guy, but he said it's no longer between you. You must not allow your past stagnate you. Or even say, I will not fall in love with that guy again. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The point is, they do not allow that past bitter experience to become a stagnation to you. Do not allow that past bitter experience to become an obstacle to the future that is ahead of you. Do not allow that past bitter experience to become an obstacle that won't allow you to move forward in life. You have to deal with it properly so you can move on. You may not ask me, okay, how, the guy has dumped me. How do I not dump him? I'll tell you. You need to understand what happens when a relationship breaks up. Before the guy walked up to you to tell you Nkechi is no longer between two of us, what actually happened is this. In his mind, he concluded that it's no longer between you. Maybe he has checked the way you are siphoning his pocket, the way you are chopping his money, and he feels like, man, if I continue with this girl, I'm gonna go broke. Now he reasoned that thing in his mind and now walks up to you and say, it's over. Now he did it in his mind, then walked up to you and now physically and verbally broke up your relationship. That is why I say, for you, you did not go through that process to arrive at your answer. The reality hit you on the face. It came to you as a shock. And that is why it's difficult sometimes to even break up with a guy. It's difficult to emotionally disconnect with a guy. I'm not ever saying it's easy to disconnect with a guy that you have been with, a guy you loved, a guy you shared suya, you shared gala, you shared your problem, you shared love with, and suddenly the guy just says it's over and you just move on as if nothing happened. Let me tell you clearly, if you actually move on as if nothing happened, then you were not in love before. You were just deceiving yourselves. There are times that they are not in love, they just play along. That is one of the silliest, that's one of the silliest relationships to get involved in. One of these is I will talk about playing along and falling in love in relationship. Please, if you are getting this maybe a month after, go to brojit.com and you find perhaps what I wrote about falling in love, being in love or playing along. It has its side effects and it has this good side and bad side, yeah. Now, but what I'm talking about today is that I understand it's not easy to move on when your relationship crashes. If it's easy, then there was never a relationship between two of you. But the truth is that you have to move on with your life, get the future, and reach out for the love that is ahead of you. Now, the first thing you have to do if you need to have what now, what I when I tell you to dump the dumper, what I actually mean is to go through the same process he went through to arrive at telling it's over between you. You have to go through the process to also tell yourself it is over between me and this guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are steps you have to take to get to that point. The first step you have to take, at least based on my own understanding, is that you have to physically break up with him. Physical breakup, I mean, is this. You have to break up your communication channel, meeting, hangouts, and stuff like that. Now, I want to believe you don't go to sleep with a guy that's not your husband. If you do that, scripture already says it's fornication and it's a sin. I wouldn't encourage you to do that. If you do that, I just think you should learn how to live above it. You should learn how to go without having sex with someone that is not your husband, with you, that is not your wife. I don't do that and I don't encourage you to do that. Now, but if you even go to that extent, I want to tell you, you don't have any business with sleeping with that guy when you have to break up. What I'm saying is this, you have to break up physically from the guy. Don't go to see him. Don't, he say, let's meet at one eatery. Tell him, sorry, I'm very busy. I won't be able to do that. I'm not saying you are lying. Just get busy reading newspaper, get busy sleeping, get busy lying down in your house doing nothing. The point, tell him clearly you are not going to meet. It's a very simple statement. If he can't take it, you should do what suits him. That's a matter of fact. So please do your best to cut off regular interactions and meetings with him. If you can't get him, if you can't get to the point where you can disconnect with him physically, then it will be difficult for you to disconnect with him. It will be difficult for you to dump him properly and move on with your life. The lifeblood of a relationship is communication. If you can successfully break up the communication gap between you and this guy, my sister, you are free. I'm serious. If you can do that, you are very free. If you can't talk, if you can restrain yourself not to talk with him for like 3 months, don't chat with him for 3 months, don't have anything to do with him for 3 months. After that 3 months, that thing, love that is doing you, that is shaking you like, I mean, how do I leave this guy? I can't leave him, he's my love. You realize that there's nothing like that. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing like love. I'm only saying that who you pour your affection to is a matter of choice. I don't understand it when people say that if you leave me, I'm going to die. Because of what? Is your name Jesus Christ? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's about your mind. It's about your mind. I've seen many girls I like. I did not pour my affection on them. So I like them. They walk and pass. I walk and pass. After some time, I forgot them. When I see them, I just say, oh, this girl, I like that time. And it's just like that. It doesn't mean anything. But when I walk up to a girl and I like a girl and we start talking and I find that the girl likes me and we now talk on phone, we call ourselves on phone. Over time, one day we now say, I love you too. I mean, it means two of us are in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, for that kind of situation, it's now we're now in love. It doesn't also mean you can't withdraw that affection you poured on him and pour on another person or even hold it to yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to do your best to break up communication. If you continue to talk with him, he may start saying, I love you. He may start reminding you about the past. I mean, the love you shared together, about your good old days. And that at that point, in that situation, I mean, you'll find it more difficult to be able to restrain yourself. You find it more difficult to be able to control yourself. You find it more difficult to be able to break up with him from your mind. Therefore, emotional breakup requires that you have to get rid of whatever emotional feelings or connection you have with him. For you to achieve this, you have to do a number of things. Go to your phone, check all the romantic text messages he sent to you, delete all of them. Yes, delete all of them. Check your WhatsApp, clear all your chat with him if need be. My reason is that so you don't have things you go and make reference to in the future. Yes, the last Valentine, I mean, you went to a park and he was carrying you, took a photograph, delete the picture. Go to your Facebook, all the pictures he tagged you, remove them. You need to get rid of memories of your past. If you constantly remind yourself of the love you shared in the past, there are things that will happen to you. One of them is this. You will continue to feel bad for this guy I loved. I didn't accept because of this guy and just woke up one day and say it's over between us. You continue to mourn, you continue to feel the pain of that experience. Another thing that does happen to you is this, if you continue to see that thing, you start rethinking, maybe let me just try and see if I can persuade him to love me. Can obey, if you can just take what I'm telling you. I don't think you should beg any guy to like him. If a guy likes you, a round of applause for him. If he doesn't like you, nothing spoiled. What happens is this, you move on with your life and you find somebody you like that also like you. Do you get what I'm saying? So please get rid of the pictures, get rid of the text messages, get rid of the possibly gifts. I'm not saying you should break the gift. Maybe you just give it to someone else. Anything that reminds you, that makes your heart feel pained because of him, you have to get rid of it. Of course, I will talk to you about how to ensure that remembering him doesn't pain you. Because this guy you people may break up, it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It just means two of you are not meant together. That's a matter of fact. There are times you break up with people. You are not bad. He's not bad. Two of you are just not meant together. And God just helped you to ensure that you don't get together. So breaking up doesn't mean, oh, he's not your enemy. No. It's not that at all. I've not broken up like that before. But what I mean is that there are people that, we just meet and before we know what that means, we have feelings for ourselves. But over time, when I find that, man, this feeling is not going anywhere. But we just tell ourselves, man, where are we going to? We're not going anywhere. Now, where are we going to? We're not going anywhere. We get these things clear on time. But we're still good friends, but we know we are not going anywhere. Now, one of those things you have to do is this. You must be careful to ensure that while breaking up with him emotionally, don't develop hatred for him. Sometimes I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the simple truth. This one does not break up with ladies, even guys. There are people that cheat me, dupe me. They are very manipulative. And I just disconnect from them. Like, sometimes trying to get to the point where I can disconnect from them completely, I won't remember them again or anything, I end up being up hated against them. And that's how I get to understand that sometimes if you are not careful, why try to break up with a guy, you end up building hatred for him. And that is the wrong thing to do. One of the things you have to do to ensure you don't build hatred for him is to understand that your life is in God's hand. Even if he dumped you for no reason, if he dumped you as a way of maltreating you, understand that God is still in charge of your life and he knows what is best for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And yes, he knows what is best for you. We'll take care of you, we arrange another man that will have to marry you. God is an arranger. Pastor Bank even said it, one of his books, God is a matchmaker. What it means is this: God will arrange that you meet another guy that will love you into pieces and will marry you. It's a very simple thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you understand that God is in charge of your life, you won't be angry with him. You just understand that God has done his will for your life. Another thing I also want you to know is that even if he did it out of anger, we are taught to forgive our neighbors. Yes, he may have done it out of ignorance. We are not allowed to harbor anger and bitterness. I'm not saying it's easy not to be angry. I'm only saying that even if you feel angry now, you feel like you want to kill him, you feel like punching him, you feel like making sure he doesn't live again, there's a very simple thing you can do. Understand, if you understand that is the wrong feelings, then you start working towards ensuring that you stop feeling that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? I once met a lady, we were just friends, fellowship mate. The girl now one day told me, I don't want to have anything to do with any guy until I'm this age. And in my head, I'm like, who told you I want to have anything to do with you at your age? But I didn't tell her. What she said to me, I was embarrassed because there was nothing like that. It was just casual liking for someone. I mean, at the age she was saying this, I was an undergraduate. And in my head, I can't fall in love with anybody as an undergraduate. It was my own resolution. So I wasn't expecting that kind of comment from her. It made me angry. So, of course, I stopped calling her. I can't just pick my phone and call her. But over time, I now found that I'm actually angry with this girl. So I sat down with myself, had a conference with myself. And do you know how I came about the conclusion? I first gave her enough excuses for what she said. I said maybe she was afraid of failing, so she wouldn't want a guy to distract her. So that way, I now see it from my own angle. It made it that even the impact of what she said, I didn't feel it that much. I didn't feel the impact of the embarrassment her word cost me that much again. That way, I could relate with her just as friends. Do you understand what I'm saying? The main point I'm making is this. You have to emotionally, psychologically dump a guy. Until you do that, you may find it difficult to move away from that relationship and move on to a life that is ahead of you. For me, each time I notice I started developing emotion for a girl and I know this emotion is not going anywhere, let me tell you what I do. I started disconnecting from her, reducing communication, reducing chat and all that. I find one reason why two of us cannot be together. I focus on it. Once I can focus on it, it weakens the drive to chat with her, the drive to see her, the drive to call her. You understand what I'm saying? Then once that thing has been achieved, I give myself a very big work to do that will consume my spirit, soul and body. That way, I won't even have time to remember, think about her or even call her. If I can do it over time, that emotion will die. When it dies, she will not become just a friend. Then we can start again. Then I now put up measures on my own to ensure it doesn't get that point again. Now, this has worked for me all the time. I'm not saying you should go about breaking up relationship anyhow. But for me, I know I work with ladies all the time And I can't marry all the niggas I work with for Christ's sake. Therefore, I put a control to ensure that the ones I don't have any business with will keep it where it should be. What's the point I've made today? For you to move on with your relationship, you have to dump the dumper and move on. To dump him, you have to erase the memories of your good old days. You have to erase anything that reminds you about your past, and you have to forgive him completely from your heart and understand that God is completely in control of your future. When you can do that, you don't have any feelings for him. When you can get to that point where you don't have any feelings for him again, he's just a guy, a nice guy, a guy you can see him and say, "Hey, GK, how are you?" Say, "I'm fine." Then you have come to that point where you have dumped him. You are now ready to move on to a relationship that is ahead of you. Next time, I'm going to share with you how to reach out for the love that is ahead of you. This program is a production of Bridget World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brojid.com, that is brojid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.